Hello, everyone. Today, the church celebrates the fourth Sunday of Easter, and our gospel passage comes to us from John chapter 10, verses 11 to 18. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. A good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. A hired man who is not a shepherd and whose sheep are not his own sees a wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away, and the wolf catches and scatters them. This is because he works for pay and has no concern for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know mine and mine know me, just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I will lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. These also I must lead, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock, one shepherd. This is why the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own. I have power to lay it down and power to take it up again. This command I have received from my Father." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. The story of Adam and Eve teaches us that their lack of trust in God led to their fall. However, Jesus came to restore that lost trust and lead us away from our self-centered, fear-filled, and sinful lives back to his flock. He gave up his own life to atone for our sins, demonstrating that the Father deserves our trust. Jesus is the Good Shepherd, the one who cares more about our lives than we do, and the one who came to serve and give his life as a ransom for ours. Through him, we can find forgiveness, protection, and guidance towards a fulfilling life. Trusting in God is not always easy, but it is always possible. We've been given the gift of faith, and we must have the courage to use it. After he was elected Pope, Pope Pius XI visited the study of his predecessor, Pope Benedict XV, who had attempted to bring an end to the First World War. Pope Pius began to feel the immense weight of his new position, and he fell to his knees in prayer. When he looked up, he noticed a framed picture of Jesus on the desk, in which he was calming the storm at sea and speaking those reassuring words, "Peace, be still." From that moment on, the new pontiff kept the picture on his desk as a constant reminder of Jesus' calming presence. St. Paul of the Cross wrote, "Stop listening to your fears. God is your guide and your father, teacher, and spouse. Abandon yourself into him. Keep up your spiritual exercises and be faithful in prayer." Christ, our Good Shepherd, deserves nothing less than that. We all trust Jesus, but we can learn to trust him even more. If we trust him more completely, we will follow him more closely, and he will fill our lives more fully with strength, grace, and joy. And there are two easy ways to grow in this life-giving trust. The first is through prayer. Every time we pray to God to thank him for his blessings, ask him for help, or to praise him, we connect with his goodness, and that connection strengthens our trust because knowing God better makes it easier to trust him. Second, through telling others the good news of Christ's gospel. Just as in today's first reading, Peter explained that Jesus is our Savior, our Good Shepherd, so we are called to share with others the treasure of faith that we have received. All of us have someone that we know who's facing difficulties in life. Now's the perfect time to extend our support and reach out to them. We can remind them that Jesus rose from the dead so that he could be their strength and guide them through life's struggles, so they don't have to face these struggles alone. When we share our faith and spread the light of hope, we help others to find the strength to overcome their difficulties. Our trust in God grows when we help others, as the light of 1,000 candles brightens a room far more than the light of just one candle.